Blog Talk Radio.
Where I had this question.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down, it go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down,
it go down in the DM.
It go down, it go down.
Snapchat me that FaceTime me that if it's cool. Boy, my DM poppin', poppin'. My DM just caught a body. Boom. I got celebs in the DM. Boom. They're breaking news if they see them.
Boom.
Nah, we don't do no talking.
We don't do no talking.
We see suckers too often. I seen post a bill. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to see him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM. Shot.
Hit it.
That DM one for everybody.
Rules.
I love the gram, I love the gram,
I love the gram.
I'm addicted to it, I know I am.
I know I am.
And I just follow Angela. I got a crush on Angela. They like them. Got it, you bold.
Bold.
Yeah, I'm gonna let the world know. Go. I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. Yeah, this your man, I hate to see him. It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
It goes down
in the DM. It go down in the DM. Snapchat me that.
Snapchat me that. If it's cool.
I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to see him. It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
It goes down
in the DM. It go down in the DM.
All right, folks, this is live. This is Black Noise Radio. We have several songs queued up. Last night, I think...
Word is Kanye West is having a freak out.
That's my point. I got a message from Alex Jones in the middle of the night, and it was all about Kanye West, and hopefully we can patch him in. I wasn't able to listen to all of it.
He was forcibly grabbed and kept...
Now, normally, I don't have any problem streaming
for almost 2 weeks when he calmly said. He's supporting Trump now and would have voted for him if he voted. And the people.
All right, folks, I can't get that to play clearly or straight. So I'm not going to fool with that right now. But the bottom line is, you know, this Kanye West thing is huge, okay? Anytime you get to have a one-on-one with a president or potential president, that's huge. The relationship is set. Now, Alex Jones goes on to talk about how actually Kanye was forcibly sent into a facility regarding alleged mental health issues, when in fact, I think Whoopi Goldberg said it best, the Kardashians are man-eaters. I would say that while on one note it's beautiful to have a relationship that works, but when you have nuances that don't work and it works against you, not only will you lose your mental health, you'll lose your physical health over time. My hope is that what we are witnessing is the evolution of the hip-hop influence on America. KRS talks prolifically about it on the underground level, and you can see it in all the commercials. You can see it in the consciousness of those who do these talk shows. If you tune into these young white ladies on The View, they are so hip-hop savvy with all their lingo. You tune into the talk, it's hip-hop is the undercurrent. No matter what you see, I see the news, and they were so enamored by Bruno Mars and James Corden that they got offset with the news on CBS2 this morning. And although I love them and what they do, I find them this all to be interesting because you see the same thing on ABC7. Which is where you're letting elements of daily life influence your professional life, and there is no disconnect. Now, when I was a hip-hop promoter trying to earn these damn gold and platinum records, I tell you, I had several other jobs, and I had to keep a disconnect. I couldn't go into one job on slang dealing with the quote-unquote white man and then go back into hip-hop on conservative English language dealing with the quote-unquote black man in hip-hop. There's the cognitive dissonance. I had to change, switch up. So I'm seeing that the Trump effect is going to affect our psychology in ways which actually began in a social media platform, really, the evolution with Obama and his wife. And when they went after, when she went after Boko Haram years ago when she first got her Twitter account, a lot of you don't know, she hasn't been on Twitter, I don't think, more than 4 or 5 years. But when she did, she started what I call hashtag diplomacy, bring our girls back, hashtag bring our girls back. And I just thought that was a dumbass idea. That is not going to work because you're transferring the powers of the Oval Office and the presidency to the computer. And all the girls never came back. And if they did, they came back very abused, raped, pregnant, and some half dead. So that's what it do. Now, obviously, there's a message in what Donald Trump is doing. He's signaling to the world, these are people I'm with, these are people I'm not with. I had a problem with Mitt Romney. However, I am man enough to holler at him and talk to him and offer him some type of opportunity in the direction I'm going. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Okay, again, I'll repeat what I said. I am pro Tillerson because of his lack of political experience and his business acumen is what we need right now to negotiate inward oil issues, drilling issues, fracking issues, as opposed to a political perspective on how to deal with CEO and business and global business objectives. This is where I think we've gotten off in the last 20 years of American politics where it relates to business finance and the laws that bind them. Let's see if we can get Alex back.
To stop bashing Trump supporters, and we should all come together. He didn't fight anybody, nothing happened, and his managers grabbed him and threw him with the police into the back of a paddy wagon to a mental institution, but they were unable to break him while he was in there for 13 days.
He's talking about Kanye West, folks.
Kim Kardashian, and I'm done, and this whole thing's the Illuminati. What do you make of that? And he goes to visit Donald Trump. That guy's been at the parties in New York, folks, and I guarantee you he doesn't like it. John Lennon went to some of these parties, and his last songs before they killed him were about Satanism in New York. Those are not very popular songs. Hardly anybody's ever heard them. I didn't even know they existed until I was sent a CD by listeners. And when I talked to the family, I'm going to stop right there. They said, oh, yeah, that's what's going on. And they told me, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, but I can't say what they told me. Incredible stuff. That was like 6 years ago. So you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that John Lennon didn't want to be part of this. He came out against the world government. He said there's a plan to depopulate the earth. It's all made up. Remember that? I can play the clip. And it looks like Kanye West is waking up. And all they said is this house of cards starts to fall. There's going to be people we didn't think were our friends that become our friends. People we thought were our friends are going to turn against us. But here is the intel now blowing up. They said a year ago the CIA said Russians were involved. They said it 6 months ago. They said it 4 months ago at the RNC event in Cleveland. Then they said it 5 weeks ago on the eve of the election. And always came out it wasn't true. Then 2 weeks ago, they said the alt-right, listing Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com and Breitbart.com, listing us as the three they want to take down first, then nobody's safe. They or skip this break. They said they want to shut us down. And the EU said shut us down. And the Washington Post last Wednesday had to admit that was all made up with no proof, and it was a fake list, and had to retract it, saying we weren't Russian agents because their lawyers told them suits being filed. You're going to lose. So they said, okay, we have no proof. We're sorry. It's fake. They said, it's fake. 2 days later, they come out. Bezos run, Obama run paper. Worse than the New York Times. Nothing worse. Comes out this fake news pariah and says that the CIA and 16 other agencies unanimously say it's a fraud. And then, ladies and gentlemen, within 2 days of the lie, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence that runs all 17 agencies, the, quote, biggest intelligence agency, the Fusion Center, comes out and says this, there's no proof, it's very, very thin, you can't show intent, this is crazy, it's the Chinese that are bombarding us. And even the press secretary slipped up yesterday in a press briefing and said it's the Chinese that are hacking. Folks, they had bots hitting us. Hillary hired hundreds of millions in bots and fake posters. And again, the illegals voting and all the foreign money. They turned everything around and blame the Russians. RT is big globally because our media is so discredited, but RT America has almost unreadable ratings. They're only in some hotels. I mean, I would go on RT America and have no response. RT's effect on this country is barely even, you can't even gauge it. It's big in Europe, though. It's on broadcast TV in Europe. There's broadcast TV in London it's on. It's big in Europe, but RT America is just like a baby. You know, it's like an oak tree, 20 feet tall, and you know, it has a big canopy, and there's some, you know, 2-inch tall little sprout wing. That's RT America. This claim is just bull. America defeated the globalists. America repudiated the Democrats and the Bushes and the whole old guard and the Republican establishment that tried to steal the nomination.
All right, folks.
And they're upset that we won. And then on top of it, oh, the Russians hacked us. Why? Because Hillary had an illegal server and lied to everybody?
We're going to stop Alex Jones for a minute just to speak on a couple of issues. Something is going on and acting as if it isn't here on Black Noise Radio is silly to me. Acting as if the left or progressives or Democrats haven't lost their rabbit ass mind because they failed to win the election is silly to me. Trying to blame African Americans for the loss of Hillary Clinton's presidential bid is silly to me. In fact, the entire blame game is silly to me. Black Noise Radio is about the same truth-seeking as Jerry Falwell, Pastor Stanley, Creflo Dollar, whatever your minister is, whoever he or she may be, rest in peace or not. We're not into the business of repeating lies or believing lies. So the whole impetus is clear. Let's engage from the highest office in the land, blurring what is information, news, COINTELPRO, counterintelligence, versus common fucking sense.
And they're all sharing data with everybody? And she got $35 million from them in a uranium deal? They got a lot of nerve, folks. And now they've got the CIA involved in the middle of our election. Top U.S. spy agency refuses to endorse CIA's Russian hacking assessment due to lack of evidence. That's up on InfoWars.com right now. That's all over the news. They can't stand the fact that this is happening. Flashback, InfoWars.com, Kit Daniels from the New York Times. Feds admit no Russian cyber attacks targeting election. That was just a few weeks before the election. Go read the New York Times article all about it. And that was, again, republished. They admitted it again on November 26th of this year, just less than a month ago. Boom! They said it before the election, and they said it after. Less than a month ago, Clapper said this did not happen. But the order came down to give him some rogue briefing group. It's like the Office of Special Plans at the Pentagon in 2002 that lied about the WMDs bipartisan. If you can't get the main CIA to lie, just create a new little special office of somebody that'll lie. Like Colin Powell holding up the anthrax file. Meanwhile, White House claims China hacked election.
Now,
false,
folks,
Bolton conspiracy theory.
Folks, let's shut Alex down. Do you know that we are about to go into an electoral college? Did you know that about 10 to 15 of those that had already settled on Donald Trump are now reconsidering? We are looking at a constitutional showdown which may trigger civil conflict. And what is all this over? Now, people going to get mad now. Let me bring the mic a little closer and get real, okay? What is all this about? What is all this about? Oil. And I don't mean to be negative or pessimistic or accusatory. This is all about oil, specifically Mexican immigration, specifically Muslim refugeeing, specifically a notion in the mind of many white male Americans that they are predominant and superior and they own the nation. These are the real issues here. The other one is whether or not you believe the climate is changing, which to me is ignorant. It obviously is changing. The debate is over who changed it or who's the agent behind it. Because you see, folks, if you have no faith in God, then you think man did it. If you don't believe in the revelation of Scripture, then you think we're just going down a path. But if you believe in faith in the revelation of Scripture, particularly biblical and Christian Protestant viewpoints based on the origin of church with this Catholicism, then you realize the powers that be are staging a psychological war which will eventually affect your ability to live within your viewpoint. Simple as that. This is the Marty Smith Show. Let's take a break. Let's see if we can do one.
Always be that easy. She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get it. call, like, where are you, TV? And try to hit the old watch till I get flashed by the paparazzi. Hey, eat that. I hate these.
And I call, all I know is you got to show off. When I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
I know it's been a while, sweetheart. We hardly talk. I was doing my thing. I know what was found, baby. Hey, baby, play. You've been all on my brain. And if somebody would have told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't want to know. If somebody would have told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. I'm feeling like Katrina with no FEMA. Like Martin with no Gina. Like a flight with no visa. First class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my pants, you on the other side of the glass of my memory museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam without me.
I recall, I know you gotta show off. And I never thought that you would take it
so far. I know. Hey, man, that's one of my favorite Kanye songs. This is when we all love the guy. It's amazing. I've said this for years. The music industry is the most difficult industry to survive, make it, and come out whole and get back the 10 to 20 years that it takes off your life. You're looking at Alan Thicke just died. Robin Thicke. I mean, I grew up with dude. He ain't even old. He do what I do. Sit around all day, have fun, make songs, push them out slowly, and stay on the underground background. You don't even know what the work he's done. Think about it. The Kanye thing is not small. While I don't expect for him to be a major player in the cabinet, I do expect for him to continue his influence in that regard, okay? And that's a beautiful thing. At least we got two black guys hollering at the president to be. But, folks, there's a long route to January 20th, and I'm going to say it again. President-elect Trump, you need to assemble a different staff to put you in a place beyond your towers and your hotels for safety concerns. Because the direction your campaign is going to transition has put you at risk with civil intelligence, factions of the military, the media, and 50% of the public, which creates, in my mind, yet again, that grassy knoll. Be careful. Thank you for listening to Black Noise Radio. We'll be back tomorrow. Real Talk, Real Game, 11:30 Pacific Standard Time. Then we will follow up again with Black Noise Radio. We will not have Real Talk, Real Game reactivated today. I reactivated it yesterday, and it was a beautiful show. Everything came out good. We hope to be back with that Saturday as I channel and chive in with the co-host, GRX. It's important that we're all on the same page.
Thank you. I'm super fly, I'm super high, you can draw a lead, you can't mind.